Good afternoon. My name is Fred Tersey. I live at 9400 Amherst Avenue. That's one of my addresses. Collectively, we are known as, all the townhouses that are along Amherst are known as Harbor Vista. I'm assuming that you've received this notification from our attorney regarding the defect in their notifications. And I wanted to get on the record that there is a defect in the notification process. We welcome, and we've met with Sean and we've met with Jimmy at my house, and we welcome working with them to do something that's constructive for the area. However, we do object to the rezoning of the entire Bayfront district and the riparian rights, mainly because that opens the door for development all down that bay. We have congestion problems. We have problems with kids at night with, they come out a little drunk. We understand when we bought, that's what we bought into. But we bought for the views. We don't want to lose the views, and that's important to us.
Scott Abbott, I'm the city solicitor, and you had referenced, I believe you're talking about Mr. Baranowski is the attorney for your association, and he has raised up a procedural defect he believes is applicable to the ordinance. I don't agree with him. I that may not come as a surprise to you, but I do think that we did everything proper with regard to notice. However, I will say to you, and I hope you would tell your attorney, if he wants to contact and talk to us, we're not looking for litigation. We are not looking to have the people upset on Amherst Avenue. We are looking to have the existing uses that are there replaced. They're dilapidated structures, the bulkhead shot, the buildings are ready to fall into bay, but for whatever reason, they were zoned non-conforming.
Right. And we understand that, and we talked and to Sean,
Mr. Abbott finish. I'll give you a chance.
My understanding was that the primary issue was the proposal initially proposed to move the Integrity Marina building southward, which would block your views of the bay. Am I correct on that? That was what
that's potentially one issue.
And I understood that Mr. Leach had agreed to not do that he shelved that.
Right. No, so that's one area. Well, our bigger concern, and I'm going to lay it out. So, Blue Water Marina, Sal Calabrese, he's got a Stacy's paddleboard. The building, I don't know, the 20 by 20 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden
it's
now,
actually 400 square feet.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. So all of a sudden now he says, I want to build something bigger, and I want to go up 5 stories. And what happens, you've taken riparian rights and said, now that's WSD, he then can build out. Well, yes and no. I'm not an attorney. All I can say is that's what it appears to us, that it opens the door for other people building. And that's our issue. And we talked to Sean, we talked to Jimmy. We said, we don't mind you guys getting the rezoning from juniors to Integrity. It's the other stuff that we're looking and saying, well, what does that mean? We don't understand what it means. I'm a layperson. I'm an accountant, actually, right? So I'm not, I don't have legal expertise in it, but I do look at it and say, well, why do they want to go all the way down? Why are they changing the zoning all the way to Coolidge?
That was not them. They didn't answer that.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, so why do you guys want to do that? And then saying, well, okay, so what happens next? And the next person comes and they said, well, we want a variance to come forward and take out the parking spots in front of Blue Water Marina and make it bigger and build a restaurant that's 5 stories. And all of a sudden, little by little, the view goes. And I paid extra money to be there. I could have bought somewhere else. I could have bought a single home for what I paid, right? So that's kind of what we're looking at, but we paid for a view. Well, they're going to go up higher. We know they're going up higher because I'm also a licensed insurance agent. I don't practice.
So you know.
So I know they have to go higher because they got to meet the floodplain. I get that. So we understand certain things, and we're willing to work with people. We're reasonable. I mean, Ed Berger, he's a reasonable guy. We're all reasonable people. But we're looking at it and saying, well, why would they want to do all that? Why would they want to go all the way down? Just deal with the issue that you have. And then at least if something comes down the road, deal with that when it comes down. But by doing it blanket, And it's not you people. It might be the next board, or, you know, commissioners that decide, the next planning board, not you. It might be 10 years from now. It might be my kid's view that gets destroyed. But that's kind of what we look at. And that's really the issue for us. Aside from, you know, and believe me, we talked to Sean. We said, you know, we're concerned about parking. We're concerned about noise. You know, we're concerned. We deal with, you know, he's got music on his deck and it's conflicting. It's, you know, rap music, and we got Maynard doing rock and roll. You know, that would be troubling, right? Not saying he's into rap or you would do that, but do you understand? They're that's a whole different concern, though. Right now, we're just thinking about, well, why do they want to go all the way down? Why are they going to Coolidge? Why wouldn't they just stop at Integrity, deal with the issue that you have, and then be done? And that's really, so when we say, if you read what our lawyer said, that's all he says. We got a defect. We're going to file a motion. It's going to tie it in court. Whether you agree or not, that's not for me to decide.
Well, let me suggest this. We're going to probably go into an executive session.
Okay.
The intent was never to interfere with your area, your view for open water. I can assure you that. You've been a real gentleman. You've really laid out your position well. And I think, speaking for the governing body wants to see what's there replaced.
Yes.
Christ, it's ready to fall in the bay.
Something's
got to be done.
Yeah, no, I am. But honestly, I was hoping you would just condemn
have your
just
lawyer,
take it down. But,
have
but
your no, lawyer.
But there's money involved. And he's got good money in it. Yeah. He's got good money in it. And we understand that. You paid money. You want something.
Right.
You want to get some value out of what you put, well, just like I do.
Why don't we do this? We're going to talk. Why don't you get your lawyer to contact me tomorrow? We'll talk next week before we start filing lawsuits. And you guys spend a lot of money, and well, maybe it's not that bad of a. No, I'm only kidding. Well, we'll try to work this out. We're not looking to hurt.
We don't want to tie them up.
We're not looking to do that.
You know, on the issues of rights and process and all that.
Well,
that's why we told you.
You've made a very
suggested rescinding it today.
All right, good.
And that was really my instructions to the attorney.
Well, Mayor, my recommendation would be: we did get this letter. We should maybe go into executive session later today.
Yeah.
Let's come up with a game plan how we want to respond.
I'll have Bob contact you.
I know Bob very well.
Okay.
So.
And
yes.
Just kind of hammer out some things, and
maybe we can do that. And
get
so I can assure you for this commission that we are not out to harm anyone.
No, I know, but it's not necessarily you guys. You guys could say, "Well, we're not going to do that," I trust you're going to be honorable and not do it. But what happens when you're replaced?
Well, you're
the next guy looks at it and says, "Hey, WSD, yeah, let's take the parking spots. We gave Jimmy the parking spots, maybe. I don't know if you did or not, but that's just
You've made your case. Okay.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. We have no other business.
Well, so if we do want to go into executive,
I would like you to go in executive. Let's talk about that.
Can we do that, Joe Manna?
We need
a resolution.
We need a resolution to go in executive session.
Actually, there's two things I'd like to talk to you about in executive session.
Yeah, the ice cream.
One would be about the threatened litigation on ice cream. The other one would be about threatened litigation on our zoning ordinance change. And I don't think there's any other threats out there today, but there's two's enough. Please make a motion if you would, and we can talk about it.
I'll make that motion that we go into executive.
I'll second it.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
Okay. We're now an executive.
We're going to go into executive session. Let me amplify this for the record that we're going in to discuss a potential legal challenge to the adoption of Ordinance Number 2, 2018, whereby we sought to change the zoning along the waterfront on Amherst Avenue. We also would like to consider in private or off the record, because it's strategy, we talk about potential litigation, of a letter we got regarding last year's ice cream vendors agreement with the city. And that's the reason.
Okay. Thank you. We're now in executive session. Need a motion to come back into session.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
We are out of executive session. We're back into public session. Scott, do you have a statement as to
Mayor, statement as to both the reason why we went into an executive session. One was for the threat of litigation over the adoption of ordinance number 2 of 2018, and what you discussed, that we would like to try to resolve it with these homeowners that are upset by the new ordinance, and quite frankly, they're afraid of losing their view of the water. So you've asked me to reach out to their attorney, see if we can't possibly sit down and come up with an amicable resolution so as to not have litigation over this ordinance. As for the second matter, that had to do with the vending ice cream vendor's threat of a potential lawsuit for the 2017 season based on some type of willful misrepresentation by the city. We basically realized that that's false. There was no misrepresentation. Actually, we didn't know at the time of the bidding what their start date even would be to do beach replenishment. So I will notify him of our position and see where it goes.